Well podcast, our first ever podcast of ISSH. And today I'm here with grade 9 students who are team
Ovarium.
And we're here to talk about some exciting news. You guys participated in the Amazon Web Services competition and won.
Yes.
And we're here to find out more about why you did this and how you did this. So, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Has it sunk in yet?
I'm so sure.
Did you receive your prizes?
Some of them.
Not all of them.
Some of them, not all of them. Okay. So, my first question to you is, can you start by explaining more about what the competition actually was and why you decided to participate?
Well, the competition is an Amazon Web Services event where schools got to create an app to benefit the community. And the main cause was to encourage girls to find interest in the technological field since it's just so male-dominated. And we decided to join so that we could promote these ideals while simultaneously learning about the tech industry, app design, and coding.
Okay. We also like actually went out to real charities in our area so then we could get like feedback and more information and like real charity like word uses, vocabulary from them. And they even said that they think they would consider joining our app and do think it'd be a helpful tool in the future.
Okay, great. Okay. And you were working with Amazon Web Services and then there was also another organization as well, which was the one to kind of support women getting into...
Yeah, so we had our ambassadors, which were actually part of the Amazon Web Services, I think, and they basically gave us feedback and we would have Zoom meetings with them and they would help us understand like what needed to be fixed and stuff with our app. It was helpful because they sort of guided us through the process.
Okay. So now I want to know where the team name came from.
So our team name is, like, as we said before, Ovarium. It originates from the Latin word for ovaries, which is ovaria. We chose to, like, use this ovaries in it because it incorporates the idea of creating, supporting, and sustaining life, which we aim to do through our app, and also female empowerment.
Okay, and how did you decide what to focus on for your application?
So we knew immediately what we wanted to do for our app since we were heavily influenced by the work of local charities. And our initial idea was like developed a lot as we constantly change or add things to our app objectives, and it stayed the same throughout this entire process.
Okay.
I think one of the more helpful things we did is we sent out like a Google form to our school community to get honest opinions and feedback and potential app users, like just from them. We use this feedback to better our app and include any new ideas. And from the feedback, of course, we got a few critiques, but mainly it was positive. So we were pretty confident in our structure.
Okay. So why was your focus about charities? Why was this important to you all?
It helps... as a whole, it doesn't focus on one thing. It's because charities, it's one big thing and it can help with many things all at once.
Okay. So we have seen the design of the app and I thought it looked absolutely amazing. So can you tell us a little bit more about the process of creating it? Like, because it seems like it was a lot of work.
Yeah, so basically to get around like our like time constraints and everything, we made a group chat where we sent all of our ideas, all of our feedback we'd received from maybe our parents or other friends or parents' colleagues and stuff, because a lot of people were involved in it. So we were constantly texting, calling, we shared opinions, and we used that to complete our work a lot. We also like occasionally met up outside of school to work on it, because it was quite a time-consuming project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, how did you manage with all the commitments you had in school and then with what you are saying and describing?
Well, each person was kind of given a task catering to their area of expertise, like art, language, etc. So we kind of made like a schedule, I guess. It's like we want this done so then we can continue to this part because we want to make sure it's organized and this can be done first. So three of the group members focused on the art aspect of the app, and that's how we made the bumper sticker and the poster, and then that's how I even did the wireframe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it also, I think that helped a lot as it made it more visual. You can see the app and you can...
Yeah. In its different stages.
Which is one main thing that they really liked about our app.
Yeah, they told us how they after the meeting, they could open their phone and know exactly how to use the app. Yeah.
Okay.
Additionally, going on to your question, two of us, we were at a training camp right before the submission, and I mean, whilst in the process, we only had one session a week that was literally 45 minutes that we could work on it in school, like, for the weeks. And we had, like, sport commitments and other sort of commitments, so it was a lot of work. But we always seemed to find time. Like, for example, two of us, we worked on a bus to Janeiro.
And it was a very bumpy bus.
Loud and bumpy, but, like, it was an enjoyable thing to be doing, actually, because I think we were all so passionate about it. So it wasn't like, oh shoot, we have to do this. It was like, how about we start working on this? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. And just what you are describing actually proves if you are passionate about something and you dedicate your time and you just commit to it. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to see that you were able to combine it. What I also can see is that you worked highly efficient together. Mm-hmm. Like, you are really a great team, mm-hmm. knowing your strength and knowing the areas where you can support each other.
Yeah, I'm going to add a question. Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's quite surprising to me to hear how much you have learnt just through this mm-hmm. one competition. And I think it's one of those things that because you were passionate about it, you were so involved with it, and you could have completed it but not actually have learnt as much. But I just want to hear from you guys what you feel like, how you have really grown.
Should I?
You can all add something. Okay.
I'll start. So I think personally, a lot of, as I've already mentioned, a lot of it was like working under time constraints and working with a lot of drawbacks and having to fix things and everything. I think all of our skills at being able to do that and working collaboratively, that word, I think those skills have been expanded and improved and worked on a lot.
Yeah, and also, sorry, like, we also, like, kind of now understood better how an app works, because before, mm-hmm. obviously, we've got no experience, like, how an app actually functions. We kind of had to learn, like, oh, you need, like, these many pages, or you can use this text, so that was, like, really interesting to learn.
There's a lot of mm-hmm. background stuff that we had to go through.
And we learned about, like, when we first started the competition, they talked to us about, like, the cloud, like, mm-hmm. the storage things. Yeah. So that was mm-hmm. interesting to learn about.
And every time we made a page, we always thought, oh, but if we have this page, we also need to make this page. So it also helped us learn, like, oh, it's really, it's more work than you think it is.
It's a lot.
But I mean, some of it, I think, was not too bad, because, like, with the art part of it, mm-hmm. and the, like, how we made a video showing how the app actually works, it wasn't too bad, I guess, for me, because when I was younger, I wanted to be a YouTuber. So I had a little bit of, like, experience with these apps, so I kind of mm-hmm. had an mm-hmm. idea of what to do. So it wasn't as time-consuming, and it wasn't that difficult.
Okay. Do you want to add anything?
Well, I mean, I don't really know what to say anymore, but, like, I feel like also during the process of just making the app, we just developed more ideas and more, and, like Chloe said, like, the more we do it, and then we just develop more and more, and, like, oh, yeah, we should put this and this,
like,
and that.
As we developed the app, we got more ideas, which
exactly,
benefited.
Yeah.
I think we also expanded our understanding of each
other. Completely.
Definitely.
I mean, we had to be so honest with each other. Like, if someone didn't agree with something, we had to just say that and say, I think this would be better. Mm-hmm. And I think a level of trust is needed for that.
Yeah.
And I think that's developed a lot within our relationship as well. Mm-hmm.
That would have been my next question. How did you deal with, or how did you handle, like, disagreements? But you said that you would have just this open conversation with each other. Mm-hmm. But how did you deal also with setbacks? I imagine that you've tried many, many things. What we see is this wonderful end product. But how did you deal with setbacks? Did you have any setbacks?
I'm not so sure we had many. I think the only time...
We had less than we expected.
I think the biggest thing we had to do was when we had to cut down the presentation.
That was huge.
Broke my heart a little bit.
Spent hours making sure that it was
late into the night.
We were...
Because our presentation had, like, a time limit of 10 minutes when we present.
Okay. And it was just 20 or
something. What we had was over 20 minutes, because when we submitted it, we wanted them to know every single detail so that we could win. And so, we'll get into the finals, I mean. And so then when we were in the finals, we were like, oh, shoot, we need to cut this down. And again, because we were so busy, because it was right before exams as well, we were studying for exams, and then we were like...
And vacation as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so it was... rough. And it was sad because we were deleting so much work.
It's a compromise, like, oh, we cleaned this bit in, but then it's be taken out.
It talks a lot about priorities.
That's good, though. Yeah. That's good. Do you feel that the final product that you ended up with, your app, did it exceed your expectations?
I think so. I mean,
it definitely met them.
It definitely met them, that's for sure.
It was just nice to see it all come together.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, wow, we did this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think throughout the whole time we had high expectations for it.
Always.
I mean, as a whole group, I think we've always had like good grades. We've always been given like good feedback on our work. So we set ourselves
high standards
that we want to meet, and so we're ambitious to meet them and dedicated, and I think that's what helped us get the best quality work.
Okay, so has it made any of you consider a career in app design? Maybe not a YouTuber anymore.
So I don't think we all necessarily want to be like directly in tech, but like then again, there's so many job opportunities that have tech involved. Mm-hmm. So,
like it doesn't just have to be coding.
Exactly. Not necessarily coding. But there's so many opportunities that you need understanding in the background. And so it's opened doors for us, mm-hmm. which is so valuable because some of us don't really know what we want to do in our future. And so through this, we've been able to learn about creating apps, digital art, coding, so much more that can be used in so many aspects of our life. And as well, like collaborating with large companies such as like Amazon and their web services and everything, it's just kind of crazy to think that we have had these opportunities, and this is gonna be something that sticks with us the rest of our lives. When looking for jobs, we have this. We can say we did this. We won this competition. Which I think gives us a huge like upper hand in looking for jobs and like applications and stuff.
And now look a little bit more into the future. What if in a few years your app is going to be used by so many people? How would you feel about that? Then it's not only saying, oh, we won that competition, but it's actually used by people.
Well, we would be like very proud of it. And then it will be also great to see like people using like our idea from nothing to actually something. And we feel great, especially because we might encourage more girls to also join the tech field and encourage and inspire more girls.
It's a good success story.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, especially because we all came from like 14, 15-year-old girls, 5 years' time. No, we're still so young, but we've just so successful.
So much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bro, I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, we have that too because we are very proud of you.
It's crazy, honestly.
Like, no,
so cool.
Tech and then,
I know, right? Beginners, so cool. But so amazing. Powerful. We're so lucky to have this opportunity because
and so
many more experienced
ahead as well.
Couldn't even do this. So
the competitors, the other participants in this competition, what was their profile? Also students like you from
they don't all need to be our age.
Yeah, but we were the only group that was all girls because
one of them was like two girls and one boy.
A guy,
and
then
the other one
was
like
pretty
mixed.
A bigger
group,
and it was. Yeah.
And I mean, one of the groups was a very good presentation. It's quite nerve-wracking because we went first. We were the first presenters.
So we didn't even know our competition.
We were sitting there, and it was in French. We were like, what does that mean?
Their presentation, like, okay, wait. Oh, no, they said this. They said this.
So the presentation was in different languages.
Yeah. One of them was in English, but the other was in French.
Yeah.
Because it was also from, I think, a school in Geneva.
Yeah, it was. It was quite nerve-wracking.
And was it around a particular theme that they gave to you, or were you allowed to do anything?
The main theme the apps was something that could help our local community, which is why we focused on local charities. I think they focused.
That was like helping.
Theirs was like,
it was like our reward system for helping people. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like anyone with a disability or older, like helping them access things.
And another one was
incorporating
like
them into like normal society.
Another one was like a chat room if you need help with mental health. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very good.
Yeah, it was like an anonymous chat system where you could.
Like, you could talk to people like, oh, I'm struggling.
Oh, we're very, very proud of you and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Wish you also lots of luck for the other presentation you're going to have. have in front of the company. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a pitch.
Yes, thank you.
And how do you feel about this? How is your preparation
so
going?
Very excited.
Yeah, also nervous.
Because they've been trying to set this up for a long time as well. They're very excited to see us, so we got to live up to their standards.
And who are you presenting to?
Ascent Health Services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Presentation's all ready. We just have to
memorize
everything again. Yeah. Make sure it's nice and professional.
Not up to 20 minutes again.
Oh, no.
But it's also nice because now we can do stuff like we don't have any limitations.
Yeah,
so now we can actually show the video.
Oh, yeah.
We can show the videos from the charity and donors' perspective. So now they actually get to see it and it's like fully clear.
Because yeah, I think, because
that was one of the big struggles of the other one because we have to explain fully words. You can't even visualize it.
And the pictures are useful, but the video is better.
Yeah, because you even got
Different clicking
options. See what happens.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
And I believe this is how it must have been in your meetings.
Yeah.
All great minds talking with each other, developing one idea. It's really wonderful and amazing to watch, and now it's me having goosebumps.
It's like our own version of The Apprentice. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
you. Girls,
thank you so much for having us.
Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with the presentation.
Yes, thank you so much.
Good luck to you, Mobarium.
Thank you.